Return to Tataroba by Stephen Alvarez. With the burden of history, Roberto and I traveled deeper into Mexico, an overnight bus ride from Tucson through Sonora and into Sinaloa, stopping finally at El Fuerte, the largest city in the area, and only miles away from Tataroba, El Rancho. We took a taxi from El Fuerte to Tataroba. See, my father Roberto is a second-generation Mexican-American. I'm 2.5. I mean, my mother Anna was 1.5, born in Sonora, Mexico. Migrated to the United States when she was a child. Formative years of her life were in Mexico, but she came of age in the USA, one foot in each nation, more so than my father and me. I calculate my generation by adding the two generations. Don't question my calculus. A United Statesian is a complicated geometry. Roberto's father, my abuelo Francisco, emigrated during the Mexican Revolution from the northern state of Sinaloa, first to Sonora, then to Arizona, along the railroad with the lure of hot copper. Yes. Rapid economic development in the mining and railroad industries in the U.S. Southwest saw the greatest increases in the Mexican immigrant population. Arizona's two major industries, railroad transportation and copper mining, used discriminatory dual-wage systems to pay Mexicans less, regardless of their citizenship status. This was not a casual racism. And yes, hot copper lured Francisco to the north as he escaped revolution. His reasoning, either die from federal troops or die joining the revolution. Instead, he chose migration and life, a hard life in Arizona, where he was hated for simply being. Yes, Arizona, it's a dry hate. Roberto and I found the cemetery first, the Panteon. My father had been researching genealogy, and he wanted to confirm speculations about dates and why my abuelo Francisco abandoned his family in Sinaloa. Perhaps abandoned is too strong a term. Why he migrated and never returned, whatever the word for that is. That's what he did. We confirmed that many Alvarezes still live in Tataroba. In fact, Los Alvarez have their own section in the Panteon. A couple strolling the cemetery after leaving fresh flowers stopped to chat with us. Friends of our family, we learned, and they gave us directions to where we could learn more about ourselves. Also showed us around the Panteon. And we experienced ceremony, not abandonment, but lived lives that stretched transnationally and returned to Earth. Earth more amazingly red than I had ever known. Like that day, bright, in the air, hot, and meeting bones of those I would never know in the Panteon, speaking Sinaloan Spanish, which has always been the accent I've understood most, despite hearing it least in my life. Our guide said, "Por Dia los Muertos, the Panteon breathed generations sufficient to celebrate." And here, stop here, they said, "You know this name, you know her name, you know her name, father, you know her name, say her name, say Rosario." Rosario. Rosario, la primera esposa, mi abuelo. Rosario, who waited for Francisco to never return. Rosario, who never married again. Rosario, who was not my grandmother. Rosario, grandmother to the vibrant Alvarez of Sinaloa. Rosario, whose name Los Alvarez in Arizona never knew. Rosario, whom Francisco abandoned. Rosario, who knew of Francisco's second wife in Arizona and two children from her. Rosario, who knew of that wife's death during her third childbirth and later of Francisco's third wife in Arizona and three more children. Rosario knew of these final three children, but never knew their names. Rosario never knew my father, the oldest child of this third family, never knew his name nor mine, nor cared, I suspect. And we walked further into Pueblo proper, the Deposito, where the gente buy beer in Tataroba, owned by Los Alvarez. Claro que sí, I was proud, and here I met the history of my father's family and half of who I am, with ice-cold chelas loosening the Spanish of my human United Statesian tongue. El Señor Nalo López spoke of the history of Tataroba, and indeed he remembered Francisco, and he knew the lives lived in crumbling homes of those who went al norte. Said he saw nopales growing from my father's forehead, and from mine mezquites, with roots that dig deep into deserts at the five borders. Abandoned homes preserved in what stood as memories of people who inhabited the spaces. Tataroba. Tataroba, Sinaloa. Touch these red adobe walls, my primo said, waking me from my days. Touch these adobe walls. They were the same your grandfather felt. You feel the heat. I feel they breathe hot. Indeed, Señor Nalo knew of Francisco's home, what was left of his home. Sígame, he said. Follow me. We must walk. roads and paved lined with stones and dust, so much dust, polvo of airborne bones and saguaro ancestors watching us, their shadows trailing us. And Senor Nalo led us past a dried creek and just over a small hill, and there, a house with no doors, and there, attached to this home, the red walls of another, walls covered in hot black plastic secured with rope, there, the walls of Francisco's home, what was left of Francisco's home, now a storage space for another family's home. Aquí él vivió, Senor Nalo said. He lived here. Rosario, after decades of waiting, left this home and lived with her children, where Francisco never returned. And yes, here, the fruits of Francisco's third family in the USA found ourselves here, frente a frente with echoes of the faces of Francisco's children from his first family, closer to the center of El Rancho Tetoroba. How Los Alvarez of Arizona dwindled to less people over 100 years, and how Los Alvarez and Tetaroba increased and lived in all parts of Mexico. And these walls of Francisco's old house crumbling to earth, red, red earth. Touch these walls, Senor Nalo said. Touch these walls of your abuelo's home, yes, the color colorado. They were the same your grandfather kept. You feel the heat they breathe hot, touch these walls, paredes en el frente y el mente, and they were the same your grandfather felt. You feel the heat they breathe hot, I pocketed a piece of this wall, and later when drunk, way drunk after getting to know mis primos better over more cellas, I stumbled in the hotel, hot tears in my eyes. Dad, I said, I kept this for you, for all of us, but always for you, to keep him, and to remember, always remember what he did to her. Earlier, when hiking back from the adobe walls, climbing down the drainage of red rock, sweet minted plants, Robert, my father, father of five, all born in Arizona, Robert stops to catch his breath and rips bamboo from the root, clouded red dust clumps dropping. This is where he was born, and now we know why. Now we know why, and now we can see why.